sublet in Hell's Kitchen. Yes, irony's a bitch, as I tried to hunt for a new job. Of course, when your ex is your only job reference, well, like I said, worst decision ever. I finally gave up the ghost and slunk back to Jersey last week, and to my parents. Now I'm living in my childhood bedroom, because the upscale condo on the Upper East Side, where I spent the entirety of my doomed marriage, is listed as belonging to my ex's law firm, and apparently not a marital asset. Oh, wait. No, that was my worst decision ever. My shoulders sink as I stare at my reflection and wonder for the 100th time how I let this happen. Aunt Maggie would have never ended up in this position. If she had found any one of her 3 husbands going down on his paralegal, she would have pulled some kind of dramatic, awe-inspiring act of vengeance that would probably have involved the bottle of hot honey she always seemed to have in her giant purse, and fire ants she would have willed into existence simply from the power of her fury. Me? I shut the door quietly and waited until I got home to cry. Turns out more than 3 decades of lectures on the proper way for a Martin woman to behave was too much to overcome. It doesn't matter. At this point in my life, I am who I am. Of course, I'm not sure exactly who that person is anymore.
Mallory?
Dad's voice comes through the closed bathroom door, as low and loud as a foghorn, and just as abrupt.
Stop being self-indulgent and get out here. Thad has a tea time.
Golf, one of the 3 sacred activities of Edward Christopher Martin, Esquire. Really? That's the way he's introduced himself to others for my entire life. Full name and Esquire. The only thing I could do that would lower myself further in his estimation after I told him about the upcoming divorce was to make a fellow attorney late for his golf game. Exhaling a shaky breath, I turn on the gold-plated faucet as if I'm just a hand wash away from being ready to come out. Then I take another 30 seconds to prep for saying goodbye to Aunt Maggie, because that's what this really is. After the reading of the will, everything will be put back in its place, and any discussion of my great-aunt will be shushed with the admonishment not to make things uncomfortable for others. That isn't just the Martin Golden Rule. It's the one rule that can't be broken. At least not by me. Especially never by me. Which is why my pending divorce and return home is such a shameful thing. I'm making things uncomfortable. Unable to put it off any longer, I open the bathroom door and walk out. Dad is standing across the hall in a black suit, not a strand of his iron-gray hair out of place, and with the permanently disappointed downturn to his lips on full display. Maybe it would have been different if I had a brother or sister, but as the lone child, I'm the sole person responsible for Dad's many expectations and Mom's many requirements.
About time, Mallory, he says,
then turns and walks into Thad's office. A right turn and 3 steps will get me out onto the street and away from here. I can already feel the sunshine on my face and the summer breeze in my hair. Donella's ice cream is barely a walk away, my aunt's favorite place because they always gave her extra cherries on her Rocky Road double scoop. Aunt Maggie would have made that right turn. Me? I go left and follow my dad into Thad's office. Yeah, I'm disappointed in myself, too. Chapter 2. That can't be right. The words come out of my mouth like a squeak as I look from my mom to my dad, trying to force Thad's words to make sense. Sure, individually, I know the meaning of each word Thad just said, but when he put them together in one sentence, it was like when I tried to recall enough of my high school Spanish to understand telenovelas without...